Thank you, Lord Jesus, for alerting us to danger. Lord, hear our prayers. Amen. This is an alert to pray for Melania Trump. It came from one of our prayer warriors and priests, a woman of great prayer, and this is what she sent us. She said, my Rhema message today was pray harder, enemies advancing. And after reading it, I felt the Lord wanted me to go into intercession. And I saw Melania Trump on the balcony waving at people from the White House. And she got shot, an assassination attempt, right in the chest. I asked Bible Promises if this was a true vision or a lying vision. And I got Holy Spirit. So I'd like us all to pray very hard. Cover Melania with intercession, please. And we got a scripture also. On the heels of that, let the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. This is Psalm 33, and it was given to Ezekiel. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven, he sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him. Because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. So that was a beautiful confirmation in the scriptures that the Lord will intercede on our behalf. God bless you, heart dwellers. Let's get to prayer for Melania.